Yeah. That's not my name. That's not my name. It's one of my favorite parts of Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Is this how you respond when people spell your name with an I?
No. Oh. I just assume that that's how most people spell it, so I don't get mad about it. Like,
in my head, I picture you just like singing this in your head when you like read.
That's not my name. That's not what gets in my head. This will be in my head for the rest of the day. For sure. They call me Hell. They
call me Stacy. They call me Hell. So, it's not your name.
Why are we playing this? Because the, Greenfield. It'll come out. That's not my name. Teens claim athletic director used racial slur toward a student, and they wear shirts to make a statement. And then the varsity boys basketball coach resigns amid the incident. I'm just going to read you the story because it's relatively quick.
Yeah,
here.
It's a pretty short story, but it
bears repeating.
Yes.
And context is important here because it's not just a word, it's context.
Mm-hmm.
The varsity boys basketball coach at Greenfield High School resigned as the school investigates an incident between a member of the team and the athletic director. Some Greenfield High School families want the athletic director out after claiming he repeatedly used a racist term against a student. It's a word that got a Philadelphia 76ers fan banned for life from Wells Fargo Center just last week.
Mm-hmm.
17-year-old Omar Surveyor said last week that the athletic director, Trent Lauer, said something to him while Omar was trying to get a cell phone back from a friend. He goes, "Come on, boy. We're going to the lunchroom right now, boy. Do you want to be called boy now?" I'm like, "Don't call me boy," Surveyor said. "He didn't like it at all. I thought I was beyond... I didn't like it at all. I thought it was beyond racist. I told him multiple times, don't call me that word. I don't like it." And he continued to call me that same word over and over and over again. His mother, Beverly Juarez, said Omar is a pretty laid back, so for him to be that upset, I was really upset. In response, this is awesome, Omar's teammates on the varsity basketball team wore practice t-shirts that said, "My name is not boy," and they got as they got ready for a game to show their support and to make a point. "I just couldn't believe in these days and times with everything that's going on in the world, our boys are amazing boys, all of them. They don't get in trouble," said Jerome Smith, who has a son on the boys' basketball team. Now, she used the same terminology, but again, in
context.
A different context. You need to understand context for this. And there's hundreds of years of context to explain it. Anyway, here's a quote from the mother. "The principal seemed very appalled. He was very bothered by what he said, but we haven't heard anything since." Some other, he's an authority figure. "He's someone you're supposed to look up to, not someone you should be intimidated by or scared of. There's a little anger, a lot of frustration." Now, look, I understand that as a athletic director, as a leader of young men in basketball, my mom taught boys in junior high. I had to deal with those guys growing up mm-hmm. when I was of age and past that age.
Yeah.
I've dealt with high school boys. My mom taught at an all-boys school. I grew up watching the shenanigans, and you want to see some things yelled at refs? My goodness. So I understand.
I was an umpire all throughout little, like I umpired little league games from age 13 till 20.
Yeah.
And dealing with some unruly parents or coaches and
parents and kids alike.
Yes.
I get it. There is no way, shape or form that you should be able to not know that you shouldn't call a person of color on your team boy in that context.
Over and over again, too.
Over and over
again.
Not just
once.
And the way that he said, like, you
and
you
it
have
seems
to
like
know.
The student had indicated that he did not like it.
Yes.
And this wasn't just a one-time occurrence.
I got you. And again, I'm not saying the kid was out of line or not. I'm just saying you can't use that in that context. And I looked at the this is posted up on Facebook, and again, I shouldn't be surprised by Facebook, but I'm amazed at how many people don't know that's you shouldn't say it that way. A lot of them keep saying "shut up and play." That's the theme that I keep hearing is "shut up and play," and that's not the point here. You can have him.
It wasn't even in the context of a game at that point. No, it just to me it doesn't make sense, and the amount of people like you say that just shrug it off and say, "Oh well, it doesn't sound racist to me."
Yeah.
So then therefore you think it's not racist.
I would encourage everybody to go to your black friends or go to your black coworkers and ask them how they feel about the situation.
Yeah.
Because I can only tell you secondhand from what I have been told by people I have interacted with.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage that. And if you don't have that, that's, I'm not telling you that because you don't have black friends or you don't have a black coworker that you're racist. That's not, that's impossible. It's just, it's literally a matter of statistics and a matter of, like, it's not your, like, you can't hire people that make people get hired. That's not the point. The point is that you have the ability to go and talk to people about it, yeah, and you don't. And if you don't have that exposure or the ability to go and talk to someone, then maybe you don't necessarily know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think especially that, in the context.
And that builds really well off of our conversation with Daryl Ingram yesterday.
Yes.
Daryl pretty much told us that the sports and what we're seeing in the NFL is a microcosm for what you see, uh-huh, across the country. And so this is just another very key indicator that sports and high schools and everything that you're seeing, it's all relative. It's all tangents. That's the whole point of yeah, what we do with this show, Brian, is talking about the connectivity of all this stuff. And if you're telling me that in the year 2022 you don't understand that word used in that context is racist, I gotta tell you,
maybe you need to go and watch some more, yeah, movies, or maybe have some,
or
more exposure, or my goodness,
have some conversations.
Maybe this is why we're trying to teach about the history of racism in the schools.
Yeah,
my goodness, that's because I know. Because I watched a bunch of Roots in history. Because I watched a bunch of movies growing up. Because I was taught that this is not the good thing to say in my history classes. And I went to predominantly white schools.
Yeah.
We did not have I did not have a black perspective, really, or at least one that I was, you know, keenly listening to until like later on in high school and college. But I still know that. You should know that. There's no excuse not to know that. And whether or not you think somebody should be offended or not by it, that's not up for you to decide.
No.
Because generally, it's pretty darn offensive. I'm offended and I'm not even there.
Yeah.
Not that, again, but you can't judge it based on how offended I am. It's the kid in the situation. And literally any other person in that context, in that situation, would feel the same way.
Yeah.
I would think.
No, and the fact that the team together created the T-shirts and stood in solidarity.
That's my favorite part.
That is the very nice part. I'm curious to know if the coach. I don't know how the coach.
Why did the coach resign?
Yeah,
that really wasn't discussed very much.
It wasn't discussed very much, and I'd be curious to know, I guess, how that plays into this whole story, because if parents are calling for the athletic director to be out, but the coach left voluntarily. Was he the one that was blamed for the kids wearing the
or was this
the
already
shirts
happening? I don't know. There's a lot of different things going on, but
yeah. So, 3 days into Black History Month, and this is the third story that we've got.
We got an allegation against the NFL, and then we got this
and African shantytowns from a county board candidate.
Right.
So it's
can we go 4 for 4 tomorrow? Come on,
Wisconsin headlines, folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're gonna be back tomorrow at 2. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. If you missed any portion of this great show, check out the podcast, DevilRadio927.com.